had the expectation. So. So this is my outline. So I will help us to introduce some background. So to try to build a connection between the Philippines and Haiti spoken activity. Secondly, I will use the variable color to calculate the dynamic spin form factor in the Kagami spin liquid state. We found that starts the spin fragmentation. There's also a cause for critical momentum fragmentation in some kind of spin liquid state. So in the third part, I will propose a new Kagami material based on a recent discovered polarized Kagami compounds. So that's all for us, because spin liquid is a very old time a new field. So that's all for some hooker study. So the first expression for the spin liquid is the RVD representation. If we set the recommended bottom bound states in the book, we found that there are almost a lot of papers for the 5,000. So the first and the famous one is the Anderson Zhang's paper. So it's already cited by the more than 7,000 times. So soon after this day proposed, a lot of properties have discovered. This is the logical property of the in this day, Kirsten and the collaborator discuss the statistics for the spinners and for the polar. And Bob Lavi quickly point out that there is some equivalence between the RVD state and dragon on the first state. And the Bastra and the Bastra and his collaborator and use this picture and produce almost the exact test diagram in the experiment. So let's see what the RVD state. So the RVD state is a resonance bound on different kinds of light. This is the common light and the square light and the Kagami light. It's interesting that up on the second picture come from the physical stack exchange. So this is related to a question raised by some people. So he asked, so what's the rise on the D2 RVD states? So I found Sheldon Stella to try to answer this question. And he gives several description. He says, okay, this is maybe the what type of glass. It's a simple picture for the white and the Z2 beliefs, the Z2 RVD state. And he also gives some reference in the Wikipedia. So, and after several diagonal between Jiaoliang and Zach, so and finally it seems that Xiaolan kind of convinced him what the vice and the RVD states. Okay, so
the picture was drawn by me. This picture.
Did you get wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
everywhere. I didn't notice.
I think that
it's an error. So this is the second picture in the RVD.
Right.
Catalog.
That one is also.
Okay. I think this is also from your slides. So, but actually, Google is a pretty good. So you can get a lot of very interesting picture from the simple things. Okay, so by sort of spin liquid, we can see that people do a lot of work to try to find the real spin liquid state in the real material. This is for the organic triangularities, and the people and in the other time people try to spin liquid on graph straight in the J1J2 model. And this is the deep white right DMIT work. They found some evidence for the spin liquid on the Kagami lattice. So if we search for the figure, so we can see that, okay, this is the Kagami compound. So this is the experiment. This is also Sophia's work. So this is, from the Google, we can see that, okay, this is the hobby-specified very promising. Maybe Google suggests us we should study specific state in some kinds of material. Okay, let's go back to the, because this is the HPC workshop, I would like to introduce the connection between the HPC and the thin liquid. So this is the electronic structure for this kinds of material. So generally, we believe that the key physics happens in the carbon oxide planes. So in this RBP article, this is the generic phase diagram I used several times in this workshop. So this is the article map for the superconductivity and the solar gas and stray matter and the forming liquid. In this RBP article, so Anderson proposed a scenario for the high temperature superconductivity. It seems that he was trying to find some frustration to drive the antiparametric order into some kinds of spin liquid state, and then throw this spin liquid state into all kinetic states. So actually, it's the second step can be split into two steps. So maybe we first throw the spin liquid state into some normal state. This is the super gas state. Xiaogang and me, I call it the light volume magnetic volume state. And the other day, Sadab called it the pressure spin liquid. And during this day, I discussed with John Yu, he told me he called it FPP2. So kind of phase, I said that, okay, that's the two means there's another, that's some region, there's some other sort of region. It is a framework. So if we have some kind of the normal state, we can find some parallel stability for the superconducting state. So from in this framework, okay, we know that the spin liquid is the key ingredient for the high-density superconductivity. So as I mentioned, spin liquid is really an old topic. So before, so in the early days of quantum mechanics and solid, Neil proposed the Neil order, so the antiparametric order in the antiparametric compound. But Lambda has a simple and third idea. So maybe the quantum fluctuation comes very important at low temperature. Maybe this is destroy this class order into some liquid state. So Patrick review some kind of history in this paper. So the basic idea is that, okay, we have some geometry frustration. Okay, this, the spin are in two sides, anti-parallel to each other. But on the third side, the spin do not know which direction is the point, which direction the point out. So for the Kagami lattice, there's a lot of triangles. So that's the speed fluctuation is the most strong. So on this lattice, the spin maybe kind of order even at zero temperature. So the states cannot describe some product state. It's highly intangible. So by recent work on the many body entangle states, people found that, okay, symmetry and some kind of entangle state can be fragmented. So fortunately, recent after a lot of effort, some compounds are found in the lab. Okay, so a good compound found in the lab to realize the the Kagami, Kagami model, right? So this is the focus result, this is a clinical crystal from a focus map from Yang group at MIT. So this is the electronic structure. So the red is the hydrogen atom, and this green are the copper side. So this is the zinc separate different Kagami layers. So on the top of view, you can see that this is the copper. Copper side will form a Kagami lattice. So this is the band structure from LDA. We can see that the Kagami, this is the Kagami band. The Kagami band separate from other bands. So this is this model can be this, on LDA on the band theory, in the band theory. So this material can be described by a good Kagami mode on Kagami lattice. So if we introduce the Harvard U on every side, so this model can support the so-called nearest Hartmann mode on the Kagami lattice. So a lot of methods have been applied on this model. So the many different states are proposed for this state, such as of the final state and gravity for liquid. So particularly I can point out DMRG, large DMRG tactic can support some data still liquid state, but the single gap and triple gap are very small. And the Kuzuela project the parameter color. However, Kuzuela project the parameter color support the UI derived liquid states. So this is the recent neutral data, and this is the single crystal of the Howard Smith side. So here I summarize some properties from this experiment. First, okay, so clearly from this plot, we didn't see any spin wave well-defined magna signature in this plot. So there's clear spin wave continuum over a large, over different energy, over a large energy window and over a momentum region. So in the experiment, Yang group, they integrated the magnetic density from 0 to 11 MeV. They found that, the partial integrated magnetic density only accounts for 20% of total spin moment. So it seems that the spin wave continuum in this compound should has the energy scale 2 or 3 k. So also you can see that this is two different energy, this is two mini electric balls, mini electric balls. You can see that almost the same. So the magnetic density is almost energy independent in the low energy, in the energy space. So you can see that the magnetic intensity is quite large. So you can in the high region of the of the brilliant zone. So there's no peaks and dips in this region. So this is magnetic quite large, and there's no sharp depression on the edge. However, at very low energy, this is less than maybe 5% of the GIJ is 30 milli electron volt. So there's some peaks. The peak position is at M, not K. So this is very important. And the peaks connection. You can see that the peak is can go through from this M point to another point through this in the middle. This is M power current points. So you can see that. So in our way we will point out this is very important for the world. Let's introduce some method. So There are several ways to describe the skin lipid. During the last lecture, given by Xiao Gang, he introduced a string lipid and some more mathematical way, a fusion category theory, describe the skin lipid topology in the skin lipid state. So this is the traditional and all the methods called the flat factor. In the Tuesday, I also gave a lecture about this method. So this method, I think, is the first suggested by Morris Rath, and Anderson proposed in his science article. So this is the spin model, so we can rewrite the spin in terms of some Fermi operators. So for these Fermi operators, we can write some mean field Hamiltonian. For the mean field Hamiltonian, we can obtain some mean field ground state. But the mean field ground state, of course, we know that the mean field ground state is wrong. It contains a lot of unfeasible states in this ground state. So we can use some Busweiler projection. But Busweiler projection is some magic. So you can project our unfeasible state. You can almost do it may do a pretty rich damage on this step, but sometimes it can preserve some proteins in the nuclear ground state. So from the nuclear component, we can also construct some exciting state. So for example, so we can construct if we have a part. The spin particle excitation on the nuclear ground state and of the projection, we can construct the spin one excited states. So for this construction, we have the ground state and we have the excited state. So in the basis, we can calculate the project component in project component system in the sub-pivot states of the spin one excited states. So we can use the priority Monte Carlo to do some kind of work. So the spin, the dynamic spin formula is measured in the neutron experiment. So this is so it seems that okay we believe one spin at JSON. On the ground state, and then measure another sometime we measure we put it down on this spin. So from this process, we can measure the momentum transfer and energy transfer for the spin corrections. So since we know that the spin operator doesn't change the Pauli number on every side, so it commutes with the project with the projection. So we can express the dynamic spin form factor in terms of the eigenvalue and eigenstates for the projected Hamiltonian system. This is the general eigenvalue equation.
So phi n includes only two spin states.
So not all. So it's contain all the spin or the spin flip states and the mean field ground states. So for I'm aligned with n star. So this state there are n square over four states for the excited states. So this is much less than the whole people spend for the two part of the excitation. So I think the right now the best traveling function for the spin model on the common lighting is the draft delivery proposed by Ren Xiaogang and Carl D. I think this step is So start up for this shrink bottom the start up for this Q1 people future states. So for on the media company on the Kagamla dish, that's a pipeline in every axis and the third one in the triangular sign. So due to the backlights, the translation symmetry, the x direction, this direction and its a two direction, they're not commute anymore. They're only commute.
It's by fermionic formulation.
Exactly, it's not a mathematical representation. So for the fermion spinners, so the unit cell. The unit cell is stable, right? So this is the unit cell for the spinner, for the fermion spinner. So from this one step, the wave function we can easily calculate the input time between spin structure factor. So this is
for weak projection.
I'm sorry.
This is weak projection of the U under X spin.
The U under X spin.
After projection.
After projection. So before projecting the harmonic infusory kind of crack produce this spin form factor. It's kind of with the viral and antiviral correlation in the nearest neighbor bound. We can see that. So we have, in the elementary version, the intensity is very, very low. And there's some cheats around the endpoint. The gas is directly defined in this analog. So in the intended region of magnetic brain zone, we can see that the intensity is very high. For the compression, we also study the uniform RVD, also in the harmonic representation. The uniform RVD, in this RVD, there's a lot of solving for the spinners. So this is called the Q1 minus Q2 states in Sophia's string boson notation. So in this case, has the traditional translation symmetry. So the equal time spin structure is like this. So you can see, also there's some power in the magnetic intensity that for the peak and shift to the head point. As we know that, so in the Hodge Smith, there's a lot of impurities. Maybe in the speed system, in some kinds of the material, cannot reach its true ground state. So maybe the low, there's a lot of salt. So the low energy gain fluctuations. So we try to model some kinds of the low gain fluctuation by some quench random flux. So we randomly generate some general flux on the parametric lattice. So now we calculate the peak time. We know that there's no conversion symmetry anymore, but we still do the Fourier Federer formation for the spin correlation on the lattice. You can see that this part is very similar to the uniform RVD, to the forming surface being liquidified. So it's mere one. So here I compare these three different cases. This is dry spin liquid, and this is so. If we ignore some kinds of details, they're almost the same. So it seems that there are some general features for different spin liquid. But there's some subtle difference. For example, so for the drug need to pick up around the peak or around the endpoint, but for the form surface spin liquid that has some peak like K point. So the random flux is some kinds of smell the forming surface spin liquid. So to see more.
Is this just white noise?
One noise random. So the flux is from 0 to 2 pi. So actually this is quite visible. So it's because for the.
So here, do you need the time loop symmetry when you tune the flux? It's important.
Time loop. on average, it doesn't break. So I average doesn't break. So so in a local region, maybe it breaks. To see some fine structure, we plot the density along asymmetric directions. So this is from time to m point to k point and m point to k. So we can see that the forming surface spinning field has a dip around m point. And the dip feather is smelled out for the random class case. So both of them have a peak at k points, but for the Dirac spin equilibrium, so that peaks around m point, and there are some kinks at m prime point. I will explore some kind of details in the dynamic spin form factor.
So this left one of that's pretty similar with the Schrödinger boson.
No, it's true. It's true. Actually, I know the same things.
Yeah. Well, Young and Lu and others show they're the same. But after you break this, you won't have to do the other thing.
So, of course, you can break the U1 to Z2. But for the Z2 state, it has almost an identical pattern as this.
Yeah.
So actually, they're the same things. So here is the course we can construct the excited states. For the excited state, we can calculate the dynamic spin strike factor. This is this is the equal time spin form factor. This dynamic spin form factor. Because the calculation for the dynamic is much heavier than the equal time. So I just calculate the intensities along the asymmetric direction. We can see that the feature is quite similar as the equal time pattern. We can see that the density is very low at around the time point, and so that the intensity region is from M point to the K point. So it's quite interesting that the two drag cone feature and the drag equilibrium expected from the nuclear theory. So you can see, maybe there's some feature, but you can see from this color bar, so it seems that the energy dependence of matter is very weak. There is some, but very weak. So this is for the uniform field, so it has the light on the surface. So we can see that also they have the low intensity at the ground point, but at end point there's a gap window. So this is very different from the drag spinning. So for the running flux state, because it breaks, there's no translation here for this state, so the calculator is it's more difficult. So I only have it on a small lattice. So this is the low energy magnetic density. This is around 25 J. So as long as you can still see the peaks at the K point, but the gap at M point is smaller compared to the forming surface spin liquid.
So for the U under Axel liquid, at least from the field theory, you would expect a relativistic spectrum.
Exactly.
Even after including interactions with no absorption below the threshold and above omega greater than C2, there's absorption. Do you see any sign of that?
So yeah, you can see that there's some direct dispersion.
But you see, like a threshold.
Yeah, this is red line.
It's a
white line.
This red line is the leading edge. So the white line is the low edge
for the continuum. This is the continuum of omega greater than.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see that. I see.
Yeah, there is some smearing, so you can see something go below, but okay. That's some different smearing.
Okay, because the time length is 12 times 6 times 3, right. So this is a.
I don't have our plot, but this general picture is similar to our pictures.
Exactly.
It is, okay.
But, so you can see that, okay, there's some dispersion, but as in general, okay, like this family is very small. And, okay, maybe actually compared to the 1D case, in the 1D case, the low edge is diverged, right? So we can clearly absorb in the experiment.
Yeah.
But for the 2D case, So here we partially integrate the magnetic SDI from 0 to 0.6J. So these two figures use the same normalization factor for the intensity. We can see that this is around 2.5, this is around 0.5. So it seems that a partial integrated magnetic density accounts only 20% of the whole magnetic of the spin moment. So this is so here to see more clearly. For the low energy peaks, we can see that. So for the Fermi surface for the Fermi surface spin liquid, there's a gap clearly seen here. And the gap smelled out for the random flux spin liquid. It's very interesting for us. We are very interested in direct spin liquid states. So we can see that this is the experiment. So let's compare with the experiment. First, the spin wave continuum have been seen in all three kinds of spin liquid states. And so the magnetic intensity part in the case space is almost the same. So the intensity, so this is also the same. So in my calculation, I found that the spin wave, the bandwidth for the spin wave continues around the 3J. So this is, as I mentioned before, so okay, that's some weak and independent, but it's not so strong. So this is also okay. But for the magnetic intensity quite flat, so for the drug liquid, almost okay, not exactly. For the Fermi surface spin liquid, it's almost wrong. For the random flux case, it's almost okay again. But at low energy, so this is, we can see the difference. So for the drug liquid, we see okay, the pattern is almost the same. So there's all low energy peaks at M point and there's some peaks at M double point. But this two can kind of produce some kind of property. So from this calculation we can guess that or maybe the drug liquid is realized in the Hubble Smith. So this is so right now this is just try to post the experiment, try to describe fit the experiment. So can we make some prediction for in this theory? Okay, let me try. So as we said this is the flat pattern for the nuclear Hamiltonian. So we can diagnose the general architecture for the project component, the big one exactly this people space, right? So this is the result, this is the low edge for up to below the of the three-way continuum. This is the result from our calculation. So we can see that we can understand the low edge in the mid-view series. In the mid-view series, so this is the mid-view harmonia and the amplitude. We know that for the amplitude in the mid-view series is has the fixed minimum. It has the energy between this has the energy for the breaking of single bound into a triple bound. So this is the energy for the drug delivery state around 0.3 GeV. So we use this mid-view harmonic to calculate the low energy, low edge of the three-way continuum. This is the dashed line. So we can see that the parameter calculation fits quite well with the mutual calculation. So it seems that okay for the drug delivery. The mutual theory did very good job for the low energy excitations. So as we know that in the experiment, we measure the spin dynamic form factor. The spin dynamic form factor proportional to the spin matrix element and also the density of theta. So from this eigenvalues, we can know the density of state, but we should so from the eigenvalues and we can know the spin matrix element. So we can see that in a mid-view level, we know okay that's the crystal momentum characterization. So for the linear, the feature for this is okay that's such a period. You can see that the period is just smaller than the original one. So can we see some kind of feature in the experiment? You think that okay we are very likely. So in our calculator, we can see that at M point and double prime point, the intensity is really high. So in the experiment, we should observe some kinds of low energy shifts at M point and M prime and double prime point. If we can observe this, I think this is a small example for the crystal momentum pressurization in the neutron scattering measurement. So another question is that such kind of property is stable or not. So if we have some low energy gain fluctuation, can we destroy some kinds of features? So I also check this. So we introduce some small random gate field on top of the drug delivery. Okay, right now this is the one node. This is gate fluctuation from 0 to 0.2 pi. So we can see that so okay there's the low energy intensity at that point is still there, and you can see connecting the peaks, the highest regions or across the endpoint. So I think okay compared to the experiment, I think this the resolution maybe it's already good, but in the experiment they didn't carefully analyze this data called the M double prime point. I hope in the future the experiment can see much more details around this M double prime point to confirm the crystal momentum pressurization in the post-nuclear compounds. Of course, in the experiment they try to understand this pattern. They try to understand this pattern as the imputing effect. So the imputing effect is difficult to rule out in the experiment. So for us, so it's very important for us, and not for us, not only for us, for the community, to find other academic material to see the neutron scattering at the end problem. So we try to propose a new new carbon material. This is the reason why the tension high. So here this is borderline, and this is called or so-called borderline. Oh, sorry, I didn't catch for the kind of formula for this compound. So this is so very similar to the Hoppe-Smith side. Right? So it contains some, because then contains the copper kagami plate, but here, right? But in the kagami, that is still copper, right? That's still copper. So this is a 3D material. Right? So we can see that, okay, the 3D material has an antifundamental order at low temperature. If we decrease the temperature, we can see, okay, but this is the spin order. So, of course, similar as the Hoppe-Smith side, maybe we can replace the copper, but in the kagami blend copper to obtain a 2D material. So we could, I think the FDA calculator can do some kind of job. This is the FDA band for the other case. We can see that, okay, the top one, top two are mixed together. So all of that is the kagami band, but they're mixed together. So this is a 3D band structure. So if we replace the copper field by a zinc, this is a new band structure. We can see that this is a pure copper band for the kagami band. And there is some bromine band below the kagami, but however the bromine is away from the copper oxygen copper parts for the solid change. So this is not important if we introduce a large carbon ion. Also we can replace the copper by the magnesium. This is the band structure, very similar to the typical case, but so we calculate the doping energy for different non-magnetic elements. So the dashed line is for the Hoppe-Smith. This is the doping energy. So the doping energy is the energy difference between the doped case and the undoped case plus the difference of the standard chemical tension for different elements. So this is the magnesium and zinc case. So we can see that the doping energy at the copper one place is higher than the doping energy at the copper two place. So if we introduce the non-magnetic elements, so this element will favor on the copper side. So we compare the energy difference between the two sides, we see that okay, the magnesium has very energy. So this is the point around 0.8 electron volt. So we compare this energy to the Hoppe-Smith side. So because during in the experiment, so we know that, so there's a lot of impurities. Impurities will introduce the entropy. If the energy between these two sides are very large, the impurity will be suppressed by the energy difference. So we also estimate the impurity level in the Hoppe-Smith side, so it's around 5%. I think this is the same order as the experiment. In the experiment, they found 15%. So we also estimate the impurities in the zinc double case and magnesium double case. We found that okay, the impurity level will be much less than the Hoppe-Smith side. So this is quite promising for us to clear the impurity issue in the experiment. Okay, this is the summary. So in this part, I would like to claim that the direct delivery is very likely in the policy sector. Besides the speed fragmentation, that's also a crystal momentum fragmentation, which is can be detectable in the neutral scattering. We also propose a new material to detect some kind of new direct delivery space.
Did you see that in this new component, the exchange along the z direction? What fraction is that compared to how anisotropic is it?
You mean the interlayer helping? And asking for even for how much missile, also some small helping.
So
it
is comparable to that?
Yes.
They're weakly comparable.
It's weakly comparable.
But the J is like?
J is almost the same as the Hobbes missile. So this almost the same electron structure.
So your point is anti-sec disorder.
Anti-disorder is much smaller than the Hobbes missile. So that's good for the experiment.
And it has been synthesized already in experiments.
So the other case is already, but without magnetic dope is already existing in the experiment. But soon after this experiment, we propose some kinds of new compounds.
So neutron scattering studies are being done.
and this material, no, but on how it's
missile. Sure, yeah.
I wasn't really done this.
So numerically, any new evidences for the you are speaking for the magnets?
The DMR, the Z2, the Brenner's, other campus, the new experiment. As for DMR, the trip is very tiny. Formally exactly the same as the Dirac spin group, the small Z2 symmetry technique.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody has a resolution for that. And I would say numerically there's very little evidence, but I don't know. At least in the MRT, there's no evidence for Kaplan space.
So, whether one needs a longer range interaction to stabilize the Z2 states?
No, in the
slip particle approach.
Well, the Schwinger boson is completely stable.
That's the one I found.
Schwinger boson Z2 is equivalent to the disk Dirac. That's what was shown by Vishwanath, Jongmin Lu, and also another group recently. There were two groups who showed they were exactly equivalent. I think Yang-Chi, right?
Yang-Chi.
But in the Fermionic approach, seems it's pretty difficult to obtain Z2.
It is condenser Higgs field. I think Jongmin Lu showed that.
But compared to energy,
But with your calculation, without the projection, you get nonsense.
Yeah.
The Schwinger boson gives you almost the complete answer, even at mean field theory.
But the Schwinger boson, because the crystal momentum fragmentation.
It's in the Poisson sector, it's not,
Crystal momentum fragmentation
is not an invariant statement, it's a statement about spin on, which you cannot measure.
Okay.
There's a crystal momentum factorization of Z2 is hidden in the Poisson sector.
It is measurable in the D. We have these tensile states. Maybe after this, before this. This D is a periodic in the quarter brand zone. So this may be the measurable consequence.
But the only thing is measurable is the product. I don't think, there's a minimum at this point.
Means the lower edge is a periodic. So the lower edge is a periodic. The intensity may not be, but the lower edge is a periodic in the quarter brand zone.
Okay, thank you.
So this may be a way to detect this.
Schoenberg do not have that kind of period.
That's true.
Because of Weissach, so not in the Schoenberg. the wires are called digital wires are so almost dual to that.
But is this, when you put, we also looked at effect of Wison, and that's what the whole paper was about, effect of Wison on the structure factor. That's what our paper was about. But I mean, you think this is an exact statement beyond?
Basically, that's it. So the qualifier is that the spin of Wison do not form bound states. When they form bound state, that's X, you know, that's different. But as long as continuum, the lower edge is determined by the continuum of the spin up.
Yeah.
And then in that case, this is exactly the lower edge is periodic in the quarter brown zone. The only trouble is that it may not be easy to observe over the lower edge because when the intensity goes to zero at the lower edge, or have a peak, or have a constant, this is a shadow thing. Yeah.
In our calculation, we start Schrödinger boson and we put in Bison fluctuation, so we didn't have a bound state of boson and.
Actually,
you don't
have the
boson.
But do you know this? This is the difference.
Okay.
I think this can be.
But the peak at M prime is the same.
M prime,
we have a peak, definitely.
Yeah. You don't have M prime peak.
No. Come on. I have to cook you to the. I don't have the plot. You should have the plots. You have the picture. In the dynamic structure.
Dynamics.
Not in the static. Equal time is the same.
Dynamic. You didn't show a picture now in the park.
Oh, yeah, one of these pictures is we had a picture just like this.
I think for that first step, because then at the same step we can so Qian and Remy Lu have already proved that that different.
Okay. They're equivalent, but right. So
but for the dynamic maybe there's some difference. That's our point.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So, we can clear that kind of difference.
So
we should have the experiment.
So you're saying that the lowest dispersion is a fermionic spin-on, whereas for us, we'd have to take a bound state of a boson and a Wison,
right.
Take it lower than the boson to get the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
That's
what it is. Okay.
So,
I have a question. So, you said S state is. As a period, you only need a quarter of the reactor, but the structure factor is not.
No.
So why is it? Why is N not period?
Because but the unit cell is like double. But for this spin map element, so this is the almost measure the spin correlation for the spins. So we can see so for the projection we know that the spins almost anti-parametric with the unit cell. So there's no subcase of unit cell expansion for the spin correlation.
So saying at the mean field level, both N and D are have same period as spin.
On mean field level, we cannot calculate M. So it's totally wrong.
Supposing the large N.
No, I think
before projection, you can, so you so our mirror ladder, you will see that, but that's the hill, almost all Boolean zone. Huh?
Suppose you have a freedom to tune the number of flavor. So in the large end limit, you expect exact peers.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
S, in general, I think S is have usual symmetry. It's
exactly.
It's periodic in the whole Boolean zone, not in the quarter Boolean zone. But however, the lower edge,
maybe.
The lower edge is have a special interpretation. The lower edge of continuum actually encode the deconfined spin. I think that is the key. You want to have a lower edge of continuum actually is coming from the deconfined spin up. And then we have a deconfined spin up, their momentum and the energy. I mean, the total momentum, total energy of two deconfined spin up. This kind of density states is a periodic in the quarter Boolean zone.
In this
because that's not. So that's a minor. In general, we have kind of spin spin correlation function. You don't see the quarter Boolean zone. It's just generically. It's just
usual.
But once you have a when they can separate a feature of a deconfined spin up, then deconfined spin up may reveal this fractionalization moment of momentum. You get the quarter Boolean zone periodicity. So that's a lower. But however, if two spin up combine into the bound state. I think the bound state to spin up probably don't, that their dispersion probably do not have to have this quarter Boolean zone feature.
So where are the direct points now? Is it going to be at M prime or no? M.
There's also some direct point, but they're not visible. That's calculating.
This is all theory, right?
Yeah.
Huh? This plot is all theory. These pictures are all theory.
This is also picture of theory. So and in this figure there's no parameter. There's no parameter. So because the energy for the nuclear is determined by the energy for the bound breaking. Quite clear from the breaking counter. So look at that
Now how about the issue of monopoles? Whether they're relevant or not.
I don't know.
I mean, do you know what kind of monopoles are allowed? Has anybody worked that out, right?
I think if the projection destroy the mean field of the picture, that's maybe a sign that monopole may be important. Actually, I don't know. This would be very interesting to have a model which we know monopole is important. We're trying to see whether the calculation after projection and compare with the mean field calculation, they may be totally different. But then you can say, oh, this projection really killed the state. And here, I think the one point that the comparison between mean field and the result for
projection is
just
sort of
kind
like
of quality the same.
Projection is like a fluctuating field on site. It doesn't have flux. It doesn't have fluctuating flux like a
That's also
projection only has like electric
okay.
field. It doesn't have both electric and magnetic fields.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too weak.
Okay, so I need to do more than projection. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, interestingly, you can correlate things at distances, even though you are doing it locally. For example, as normally you showed that you take a free field VC, which has no antiperon magnetic order. If you do the projection, then you have long range antiperon.
Right.
So somehow, even though you have local fluctuation, it seems to correlate things as far as spin plot is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Miracles can happen.
But this one have a 4-dior point.
Yes.
So 4-dior point is a more stable than the than the Cooper, which have 2-dior so that's n equal to 4 case.
4,
yeah, okay.
That's
4, really?
Yeah, I
think because the unit set double.
So,
I want to make a statement about this crystal moment approximation.
Okay.
At least in one known case, namely Heisenberg chain in one dimension. You have Deacon spin-ons. Their spin-ons are defined only in half of the dimension.
Yeah.
So, so that's one example of very clear. So here it seems to happen because of presence of many Dirac points. You have a 1/4 Brillouin sort of reduction.
Yeah. That's okay. For one thing with water, that's a lot of math to know. You know, it's like a copy of this data. That's it. But we know we're pretty well known.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So the fraction is very clear there.
You're clear there, right? Yeah. So for the cube, so the you have to know the experiment cannot say yes or no. So it's okay, let me let some feature there.
So maybe a new component.
New component.
But they do neutron scattering.
That's the reason why I propose new components.
So from
the
experiment, is there a way to tell if the spin, if the spin continuum is, whether that comes from Bernoulli or from
That's a difficult. So maybe this is the way. If we know if we know whether it's,
yeah,
it seems like okay, if that that's true, if the crystal momentum that is true, it seems like okay, if it's in a formula.
So the parents can only determine the low energy, tell you low energy.
And actually you find the
spin has a tissue from you don't know which one. It's compatible,
could
be compatible with
the
two different theories.
Right?
Why is
the Bernoulli spin-up as a... That's a different, here's one point. Here's the one point for the difference. Critical momentum and the difference from this. Schumann ball and Schumann ball.
Yeah, so the experiments could also be compatible with the...
Yeah, yeah. As I said, here's the assumption, the lower energy is controlled by deconfined fermionic spin. That is the assumption here. It could very well be that the bosonic spin have a lower energy and the lower energy is controlled by bosonic spin. And then this is then this calculation won't apply.
Okay.
But that's really, really interesting.
When the lower energy is
That's the answer that you proposed.
So is the bosonic spin on see the pi flux or not?
Depends. There's one.
Depends.
There's some other solution by one
down. Oh, I see. So if a bosonic spin on see pi flux, then the bosonic spin also have the one in front.
Yeah,
if not, then no.
But are you saying the current data is better compatible with this fractionalization than our calculation or not?
No, it's comparison basically between the Fermi
data.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to say yes or no.
No, it's not compared to yours.
Okay,
from
this, okay, that's another thing. So this is better than, because you are new to calculate, that is better than new to calculate. That's maybe, okay, the result is better for this problem. And for the one, maybe this is a little better.
Okay.
Okay.
I think in this paper, they seem to suggest some kind of Fermi surface spin liquid.
Yeah, that seems to be.
I think the main point here is to try to compare Fermi liquid and Dirac.
Yeah.
Seems Dirac is a little better than Fermi liquid.
So there's some
preference of a Dirac over the Fermi liquid one. I think that's the main point.
So NMR cannot work the
impurity. There's an impurity. Yeah, the
impurity. So there is a way to subtract.
After subtraction, the NMR seems also say is a gap.
Oh,
because at that time, The Steve Wright paper have a lot of influence. So people think about the Z2. So certainly NRC the big peak at the low energy. But after subtraction, the big peak became a gap. So do you believe whether they say okay, it's consistent with the Z2, the gap one. But certainly also consistent with the Dirac. Well, Dirac also pretty much gap.
Like thermal transport, can you also
thermal transport is quite different. The Fermi liquid, Z2, and the Dirac spin liquid, they may be different. Yeah, that's so, that'd be really great.
Yeah,
the thermal compactness.
Yeah, so do you think the model for this Fermi spin side just seems simply like Heisenberg model on ferromagnetics, or actually include more kind of terms? Because if we apply this like numerical calculation, like EMRG tensor for another state for this type of Heisenberg model, and typically we will see this triplet gap, which means the spin-spin correlation is negative. But this is different from the Dirac or Dirac spin.
Okay, so I will talk about a little about this model. You can see that this is real-time spin correlation. So there's no Hamiltonian at all, right? So this is just about the states, right? Here, this is about the this we should do the component in this calculation. We found that okay, almost the same. Like, the overall picture almost the same. Seems that okay, the overall picture. So if you train the parameter of a liter, so the overall picture is still there. Maybe there's some enhanced change about the whole picture doesn't change.
Was there a large change in your spin wave velocity between mean field theory and convection? And it seems like you have a very low velocity, that's why the cones are hard to see.
So okay, so in the mean field theory, so this the pattern is determined by the sample spin calculation. But here, I take this as the angle from the breaking. So this calculated from the fragment color. So here, there's no. So I think okay, this Einstein is get at the correct half here. So since that okay, I know that since so the
yeah,
so okay, we can smell out this sharp version.
Okay, if there's no other questions, I thank all speakers this morning.